Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast. Fletch, Vaughn and backup BFF, Laura. On ZF.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show. Fletch, Vaughn and Laura, who's in for Megan. Friday, yes.
I think we should change it to backup dancer.
Backup dancer.
Because I would be a great backup dancer. I offer a lot.
Add that to the list, James. James, the producer, he's in charge of these things. It's a lot of effort, though, to record another one, Laura, to be completely honest.
Don't worry about it. I'm not here long enough.
Awful day of the week to ask anybody to do any work.
Nothing gets done on a Friday.
No.
Nor should it.
A big day for us today. The biggest undercutter we've had, $10,000. And, you know, we've changed people's name to an emoji. You've tattooed someone, Vaughn,
yes,
for $30.
We buried someone alive.
Last week, yep. Today, It's a big one. We started at $10,000. We got down to $5,000. Riley will have his toe surgically removed and then reattached as part of a medical trial.
Yes.
Now, this is going to happen at 7:30 this morning.
Mm.
That's a bit scary.
This is the first week
you've got me a part of amputating someone's toe.
And I'm nervous for him.
He must
I've got butterflies. I don't know what he's feeling.
That would be horrific.
He's doing it for the money for an OE, so that's his thinking. So maybe he'll be living in London maybe in a year or two from now and he won't have a toe.
Yes.
If it all goes wrong, he'll have the limp. Sure.
Not for long. You wouldn't limp for long.
No.
If it goes bad.
Your husband doesn't have three toes. He doesn't limp. He runs very fast, in fact.
He's very dynamic in the field. Mm.
Mm. Oh, because he plays cricket. I thought that was like a...
I didn't say dynamic in the scratcher. I mean,
right.
I could have.
What is a scratcher?
I could have, but I was aware that this was a family show.
If you're scratching in your bed, I think it's time to wash your sheets.
Hey, just a quick update. You know, we've been talking about this over the last few mornings, this fishing competition where the guy had to take a lie detector test.
Yes.
Hey, happy outcome. It's like fair goal or something. He got his ute. Oh.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
All right, I've got three news headlines. You've got to pick one out of the three. Headline one. Hamster spends final days ticking off bucket list.
Oh!
I know. The feels this early in the morning.
What would be on a hamster's bucket list, though? Running the wheel a bit more.
Carrot sticks.
Have a drink from one of those things.
Mm.
Hamster drink things, the ball in the end, when they push against the ball, it goes into it a little bit and the water comes around the outside of the ball, right?
I'm unsure. I've never had a hamster.
Friday morning, the hand gestures.
People listening couldn't see the hand gesture, but I was trying to indicate the
tube.
What are
you doing when you're going around the...
And rabbits have them, don't they?
Yeah. And you push against the metal ball and the water comes around the outside. I've always wondered.
Well, it's not about that.
It wouldn't make very good human drink bottle technology.
No.
As such, no.
All right, headline two, 911 call, not a police emergency. And headline three, man reported to police for farting in bed.
That is a crime.
Didn't someone get stabbed last year for farting in bed? Wasn't there a story last year about a woman stabbing her husband?
It was a contentious relationship issue.
Yeah, okay. So what was the second one again?
911, not a police emergency.
Number two.
This one.
Are you going for that one?
It's quite vague. I mean, the hamster thing was vague.
And the fart basically told us the story.
Told us the whole thing.
Yep, okay, we go to
number two.
We go to Hartford, Connecticut, where 911 dispatchers received a 911 call, which they are saying is not a police emergency. Some may beg to differ.
911, location of your emergency.
Hi, I just have a question. If I order a pizza and they don't want to give it my money back, can you guys do something?
Ma'am, I'm not sure. That's something you have to take up with them, but that's not something you would dial 911 for.
Oh, can you call the pizzeria or something?
Well, what happened?
Because then I order a small piece of half cheese and half bacon, and they bring me a half hamburger. So I come them back, and they don't want to give my money back.
Okay, yeah, that's not a police matter, ma'am. You'll have to work that out with the pizza shop.
So you cannot even call them or something?
No, we can't call the pizza shop.
So you can see her dilemma. Mama. She ordered a half and half pizza, and they came with the wrong half.
And what was the burger? She got a hamburger pizza.
What is that? That sounds like...
It's just all the ingredients of a hamburger on a pizza. Not lettuce. Cheese, pickles, tomatoes, onions, mustard.
Oh, okay,
tomato,
right.
Yeah.
Sounds disgusting.
Have you ever had a burger pizza?
No.
I've never had a burger pizza.
I'd be all down for a half bacon pizza. It'd be all about that.
Yeah, which she said half bacon, half cheese. So one half's just cheese, the other half's dry with bacon.
No,
she folds it in half. Right, can be eaten like a sandwich.
Hey, you hear of every now and again stories come out of the reasons why police, people call 9 or 111 here in New Zealand. And it's ridiculous things like this. Like,
she wanted the police to deal with the issue.
Yeah.
Or she just wanted that money woman back. And the 911 call center to call the pizza place and be like, look, we're on to you.
She wanted someone to sort out her issues with her pizza.
Oh.
But better things to do.
She hadn't dealt with it herself.
Well, no.
Oh.
I just, you know, if that was me, I'd just eat it because I'd be hungry.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, it's not what
I
wanted.
Oh, no, I would have just hung up on the woman if I was working in the 911.
Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to do that, though.
Because it's America, so someone's probably been shot on the other line.
I love how they record all their calls, too, and release them publicly.
Do they have to release them publicly?
Yeah,
they're on public
record. They're always public.
Wow.
There was that one that came out last year, I think it was, where a woman rang up the police station in America and said she'd like to order a pizza. And how long will it take to arrive?
That's right,
But it was actually her saying, I need help. He's in the house. Do you remember hearing that?
I do remember that.
It was all code. So I guess they have to actually
but do
take
they,
those calls
And they were like,
seriously.
Man, this isn't a pizza place. She's like, oh, yes, I know. Like, so the person at the house that was keeping her hostage.
I'd be so dumb.
Because there were children
so
or something
dumb.
That she had to order the food for.
Yeah.
So,
she was saying,
in the house?
And they're like, man, this is a police station.
I'll have cheese.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. She coded.
Yeah, so maybe they have to be more precautious now.
If that was me, I'd just still be like, I wouldn't click. Just be like, that stupid woman thought this was a pizza place.
Hang up, she rings back.
Look, this isn't a pizza
place.
I
have a cheese pizza with help? My children are in trouble on one half, and please come to the house that I've called from on the other half. This isn't a pizza shop, lady. Stop calling me.
Get it.
Hang up.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
I've got a list of 15 things. Someone wrote this really interesting article about 15 things they weren't told before they moved to New Zealand.
Oh,
but then they came to New Zealand and there was these things that were really weird. But because to us, they're every day.
Yeah.
We've either taken them for granted if they're good or we just forget to tell people we do weird things.
We're a weird bunch, eh? But we're lovely.
It's because we're so down here
doing our own thing.
We're like a petri dish.
But we're friendly.
On a whole, very friendly.
All right, we can run through this this list soon.
There is a 12-year-old boy, however. His name's Tyler Armstrong. And his parents have been training him up to climb Mount Everest. That's right. I said 12 years old. Yes.
Rough.
If he does it, he will be the youngest person to scale Mount Everest.
Have you seen the movie, Laura Everest?
No.
The true
You've
story
You've seen it,
Vaughn,
haven't you?
What was that guy's name?
Rob Hall.
And the doomed expedition my God. Of 1986.
That just put Grimace. Me off climbing hill, like but the mount,
I,
even.
Yeah, I know. The air's so much thinner up there. You're killing yourself. Don't climb mountains. Because you know where you're like, oh, you're panting because the air's thin.
And you're also horrifically unfit.
Yeah.
That helps.
You took a box of donuts on a hike up the mount. I mean, it's summer. You've got to have some joy
sustenance.
In your life. Oh, the Everest movie. If you've not seen that yet, you've got to watch it. I had no idea. You literally get to a certain point of climbing Everest and your body starts to die. So you've got to get up
and down.
And out of that, up to the top and then back down out of it before your body does die.
Like, it's amazing that Sir Edmund Hillary did that. All those years ago with that equipment. Because now you think about all the thermal layers and, you know, oxygen tanks and technology that helps you.
Yeah, and there's bridges there that were put up after Hillary did it.
Yeah.
So he did it the hard way.
Mental. A 12-year-old.
Yeah.
That's not right.
A 12-year-old apparently comes from a family of climbers. He's climbed the highest mountain in Russia.
Okay.
He climbed that last year, so probably when he was still 12. I think
What's
he turns 13 this year.
Second highest mountain, is that K2? Should you not do that first? Or is K2 apparently harder than Everest?
He's done California's Mount Whitney, which is the highest peak in the United States outside of Alaska when he was 7. Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest in Africa when he was 8.
Yeah.
Mount Aconcagua, and well, that was completely wrong, but I gave it a go.
You committed to it.
It sounded right.
Which is the highest in South America when he was 9. Russia's Mount Elbrus when he was 11.
Yeah.
I can't see that he's done K2. Yet.
Where? And when's he going to attempt this? Soon. It's happening.
It's going to be happening this year if all goes to plan. Yeah.
That is kind of sick.
It's going to take 6 weeks.
Like, do you remember there was that right kerfuffle when that girl wanted to sail around the world solo? Was she 15 or 16? And everyone's like, you can't do that.
This was the, she was born in New Zealand, but she had Dutch heritage, right?
Yeah. Did she die? One of them, some solo sailor died, didn't they?
She didn't die. She's still alive.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Laura Decker.
She went around the world solo with stops.
Hold on, I've got it here. They, Dutch family court, said yes after everybody said no.
Yeah, that's right, because it went to court, didn't it?
She did it in 2010. She's 20 now. She got married last year.
She is not mucking around with life,
She was 19 and she got married.
Yeah, she'll be retired at 35.
She went around on a two-masted ketch. Or was it a sloop?
You're asking the wrong person here.
So, I don't know. My memory of ketches and slopes is
She finished when she was 16, so she made it. But didn't, like, one of them...
12 to do, that's amazing. Well, that's either going to end up like a great story or we're all going to be like, why'd they let a 12-year-old
die? My parents couldn't even get me out of bed at the weekend when I was 12.
I know,
they
right?
They gave probably half of my 12th year they tried and then they just gave up and just like, just let them do it. Just let them sleep and play Sega.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
Saw this pretty cool article yesterday written by Megan Conway.
Okay.
About 15 things no one told her about living in New Zealand.
So she's come here to live.
Yes. Right. She's been living here for a little while.
Okay.
And she's written the 15 things that stuck out to her as things that don't happen in other countries that happen here that we don't really think is a big deal.
Okay, great. Okay.
I love these outside. It's always good to see how somebody else views your country. One, people go everywhere barefoot.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Which
I know.
It's very good because as I read it, I was barefoot. And now again, as I read it,
you're barefoot.
I wore jandals, but that's only for when I need to go wheeze.
But I'm one of those people that I'll go to the supermarket in bare feet sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like seeing how dirty my feet are after going
places. I know. Yeah, that always reminds me to wear shoes next time I go. Yeah,
definitely. groceries are really expensive, she said.
Yeah, fair call.
So limes, she said, are the one thing could not believe. $40 per kg of limes.
Oh, the lime price in New Zealand really hinders my mojito
intake.
Yeah. It does.
Well, just nothing beats a squeeze of lime into any sort of like your vodka sodas. That'll really liven up one of the blandest alcoholic drinks known to man.
Yes, but very few calories, I'll have you know.
That's exactly why we'll put up with the blandness, but we need a squeeze of lime. Yeah,
of course you do. Yeah. We splash.
She said other things that blew her mind were $3 for one capsicum.
Yeah.
And $10 for cheddar cheese. Seeing as though we have such a thriving dairy industry here.
I know.
Yeah, that is a real pickle, that one.
Yeah. The coffee is the best ever. That's her third point. Which is very, very true. You go overseas for any amount of time, you are aching for
a good coffee.
For a good coffee. Yeah. You have to go up to pay for things. Like,
yeah, that's
people don't come to you. They don't.
I find that the hardest in America when you leave, you get the little wallet thing and you put your cash in there and you leave it on the diner table or the restaurant table. I'm like, okay, someone's going to steal that and then they're going to come after me.
The
like,
waiters in there have got to be seagulling to get onto it.
Weird.
There's no such thing as tipping was her next point.
Yep, that's good.
While we pay a GST.
You get way more rubbish service, but
at least you're not tipping. It's a little bit easier than carrying coins around and constantly. Yeah. She said that wildlife blew her mind.
Yep.
Natural sort of predators here. Yep. And whales and stuff. We just kind of have them off the coast, but no one really cares. We're just like, oh yeah, whales out there.
Yeah.
The direction of the wind, it changes. And often.
Yeah, but so where's she from? The UK.
And she says, in Scotland, it's always generally windy, but the wind is either blowing from one direction and it blows that way.
Right.
But in New Zealand, it blusters around you.
Yeah, and we have southerlies, and that means southerlies, it's going to be colder.
Yeah, which a northerly's hot.
Yeah.
Women get headaches.
There are earthquakes all the time.
Yep.
Well, that's okay.
That's a kind of a recent...
Should have done your research before you moved to New Zealand
on that one. Yeah, true. New Zealand's home to the most beautiful town and sites Queenstown, but that's something she should have known. That's very well publicised. We use weird names for things like cling film we call glad wrap, courgettes are called zucchinis, a cool box is called a chili bin, a dairy is a shop.
Yep.
Got togs, flip-flops and lollies.
Yep.
Some places are very hard to pronounce, but then that's just the Māori language.
That's true.
Watties is not Heinz. This is the most controversial point.
I know because it's the same logo, isn't it? They use the same font.
Very similar. Yeah. She said that Watties is rubbish compared to Heinz.
But it's owned by Heinz, isn't it?
I couldn't tell you, Fletch. I'm not sure of like umbrella companies and multinationals.
Are you right? Okay.
She will say, however, Whittaker's is pretty damn good as a national, as far as the national chocolate goes. No one uses cash. blew her mind. We're an F-plus nation.
Heinz Waddies.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Right,
yeah.
So but she's saying it doesn't taste the same, regardless of what anyone tells you. So no one uses cash. She said they're a cashless nation in New Zealand. Everybody uses F-plus credit.
I love that about New Zealand.
And everyone is super friendly, laid back, welcoming, and friendly.
Yes, what a great list.
Yeah, it is.
There was that journalist that lay into us a few months ago. They said we were boring.
Oh.
Get out, go home, go back to cold, wet England.
Was that the journalist that got a speeding ticket?
Oh, and Remember, there was that one. That was the
Huffington Post journalist. Got a speeding ticket, and it just ruined her vacation. Well, here's don't speed.
Yeah.
Fletch, Vaughn, and Megan.
The undercutter, Riley, on his way to the surgery. James, the producer, we're catching up with him just after 7. They should be there or arriving about now. And the surgery should take place after 7:30 this morning as part of a medical trial. He's doing it for $5,000, our prize money. He's having his toe surgically removed and reattached. Now,
goodness me.
So yeah, well, I'm nervous.
That you've just talked about. What did you just talk about?
The undercutter,
an amputation.
Oh yeah,
it seems inappropriate to talk about what we're going to talk about then.
Should we find a different segment?
But that's why I panicked and just went like this, and then I was like,
"Oh, I didn't even think about it."
I know, neither until you started talking about it.
The awkward audio.
I know, because you were just talking about, and now this is awkward before you've even heard the audio.
Well, it's awkward now, so we might as well just
try to write it.
Awkward on top of the awkward. Let's just throw a whole lot of awkward.
Is awkward like timesing a negative number by a negative number? It becomes a positive?
Nope.
No?
That one does exponentially
worse, does it?
Yep, it does.
Right.
Oh, well.
This is way more awkward. This is way more awkward.
Jump in. You better just jump in.
It's just the next in the line of awkward. So, at the moment, the New Zealand Open Swimming Championships are happening. Records have been set.
Sophie Pascoe smashed another one. She is a machine, eh?
She beat her own world record, by the way, 100 metres butterfly in the S10 category, para swimmers. She beat her own record. She did a second quicker than she thought she was capable of.
That's extraordinary.
Which was, I believe, 2 seconds quicker than her previous record.
She's going to need an extra... She's going to have to pay excess baggage charges coming back from Rio.
With all the medals.
With all these medals again. I don't want to jinx her.
She's
but
won...
after the last... Surely she needs a... Some kind of spare room for all of her.
She needs a medals room.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God, I long to have a medals room or a trophy room.
I long to have a cabinet or just a space on the bench. I have not won a trophy.
I long to be good at something.
Yeah.
That I could have a room for something.
Well, I remember when we were in Dubai and I won the go-karting, so I bought my own trophy. That was like at the time I was amped, but then I got home and everybody just found out I bought my own trophy and it kind of took the wind out of the sails.
It really
kills the trophy. But one part of the New Zealand Open Swimming Championships is qualifying to represent New Zealand at the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Yes.
This piece of audio comes during freestyle.
I believe so, Vaughn.
Yeah, I sometimes call it arm over arm because I'm not sure what it is, but
yeah.
This from the commentary team during freestyle, and the person swimming is a leg amputee.
In the freestyle, he's having to have to do it all through the upper body because, again, through the legs, he's got no legs, but the rest of his body at the back is just sinking.
Oh dear. Oh no!
Oh no, he didn't just.
Oh no!
He didn't just.
I think people on a whole would be quite accepting of long periods of silence during commentary instead of. Because, you know, commentators feel they need to talk to fill every moment
Sometimes, like, the pictures speak for themselves.
Sure, yeah, exactly. And that if it's radio commentary, let's hear the crowd going and the splashing and everything. And that noise to start the swimming race. Rather than the guy being like, he's doing all the work in his upper body because, suppose you've noticed he doesn't have any legs.
You just want to
half keeps sinking. It's like, don't keep talking.
You just want to have a trapdoor in your commentary box and just slip out.
I'd probably do what we did at the start of this break and just kind of skulk away from the microphone a little bit.
Well, the commentators would have had his producer sitting. They sit right next to him. So he would have just gone, I quit.
But you might have been in the background,
producer's headphones hitting the desk and him leaving the room.
All right, it's 13 to 7. We've received a complaint and we want to deal with this complaint. It's a text complaint.
It came in after the show yesterday when we were still in the studio doing a couple of things. And due to the nature and vitriolic language used, we had to pre-record it.
And edit heavily.
Heavily edit it. But that
this complaint. But we're going to deal with it next.
Feedback coming up next.
Fletch, Vaughn, and Megan.
yesterday, just after the show, we received a text message in. It wasn't a very nice. We welcome feedback. I want that to be more than clear.
Oh, if someone's got a point, I will say,
hear it. You know, if we've said something that's upset you, you know, that's, again, completely a fair point, and we will deal with that. Feedback always welcomed. But we received a text message yesterday that was, well, like, I would say I wouldn't speak to anybody like this.
No, I don't know if I'd text or tweet or, because some of the stuff that people tweet in Facebook comment to people that they don't know or just, it's
this is
so
stuff.co.nz story comment level.
It is.
That is another level. Then.
It's so bad that we can't read it to you on air without beeping it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it is.
And you have to ask yourself the question, would it have taken more or less time to just change the channel than send the text?
Mm.
Like, you know, there was
So
can we just test the beep?
Okay,
the beep. Just try with like a nice Christian swear word just to test it.
Bugger. I know you came in a little after.
I missed it. Okay, let me try again.
Bloody. Yep, that was. Okay, but what I'll do is not say the word.
Yeah, that will work.
Because
Okay, good.
My microphone comes in over the beep.
Yeah, okay.
This text message. Why do you guys sound like when you laugh and speak off you? Yeah.
One more, I think. Was it one more?
One more. Right, yeah.
Now, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when we call you to ask to clarify your point, please talk to us.
Well, I mean, if you've got that much to say, you should have a lot to say when we call you. Really, shouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
If they ever answer.
Long range.
Speaking.
Hi, it's Fletch, Vaughan and Laura here, just calling from the official ZM feedback line. Wondering how we could sound less like f***ets when we laugh and speak before we f*** off like f***ets. Hello, hello.
Oh, doesn't have a lot to say now.
He's a coward. Coward. Right, okay. I think we'll ring him back. Maybe we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I think he might have been cut off.
Sorry, your phone doesn't seem to be working.
Pissed off.
It's just if you're going to text someone that sort of thing, you've got to be willing to follow it up with how we can improve ourselves.
Back it up.
You've got to be willing.
So that was a little bit disappointing. He didn't want to say
anymore.
Didn't want to talk.
Why did you bleep his name? Reese is a very common name. There's lots of Reese's out there. However, are there Reese's with the following phone number?
We're not going down. No, the last time we did
that. I'm not going to encourage.
The last time we did
that. That would be being a bully to a bully, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
And we're rising above.
Is that what we're doing? We're rising above.
Again, always welcome feedback. But if you're asked to explain why you're using the worst F word there is, in my opinion, I'm a big fan of the short F word, not a huge fan of the longer F word. Just be man enough.
Fletch, Vaughan and Megan. The Undercutter.
And the moment has arrived. It's our biggest Undercutter yet. We started at $10,000. We asked you, how low would you go to have your toe, your little toe, surgically removed and reattached? Now, this is done by a medical professional, not by Vaughan, as in the tattoo.
Thank God.
Oh, I would have very cleanly removed the toe.
How would you get the bone?
The reattachment would have been sellotape and staples.
Perfect. That sounds totally legit.
Now, Riley went down to $5,000. That's as low as anyone would go. There were a few lower offers, but people had medical conditions or backed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got an OE plan. He needs the cash injection.
Yep.
And he is in a doctor's surgery now. We've got what is known in the industry as an ISDN line.
Yes.
Fletch, you've been in the industry now long. You know what that means.
Well, it's like we've placed a phone call through.
No, what does the actual acronym stand for?
Internet data.
No.
What is it? ISDN.
I don't know either.
Internet. Silly.
Independent.
Incredibly smart.
Dial number.
And through that, James, the producer, comes to us from the surgery where you've got the broadcasting unit set up, James.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
how are you? I imagine you're in sort of a Scrubs.
Yeah, yeah. I've got my scrubs on. I get a bit queasy in hospital kind of environments. I don't like them.
Because I watch like TV shows and when they do injections, I have to look away.
Yes, or
like
I'm
a scalpel cut. Can't watch it.
Yeah, James. I can't even watch Dr. Pimple Popper. So, I mean.
That's bad.
You've lived it though. You had your jaw wired shut.
Yeah, but I was asleep for that.
Fell asleep and smashed your face on a toilet.
Yeah, bathtub,
Yeah, a bathtub. Yeah, porcelain. He smashed it. It had to be all wired shut, so it reformed.
So James, you're there at the surgery. Is it surreal seeing it all, knowing that it's about to happen?
It is very weird. Yeah, it's very weird. Riley has now got the arrow pointing to his toe, and it's all pretty serious.
Drawn on.
Yeah, like a little vivid, just to make sure we get the right pinky.
The right toe.
Which foot is it coming off?
Hang on, right foot. Right.
Did you hold up your hands or have to stand behind them?
I'm good with my rights and lefts. It's just that I'm facing kind of a weird way, you know?
Right. Can we check in with Riley ahead of this?
Does he have a microphone?
Riley's got a microphone.
How are you feeling there, all in your scrubs?
Well, earlier I was thinking it was going to be a good idea to get this $5,000. I'm a little bit more apprehensive now. I'm looking at the arrows on my toe, seeing my toe's about to be... chopped off.
You mentioned yesterday you've been hearing from a lot of friends, and you know, haven't had any second thoughts?
No second thoughts. I had moments where I almost had second thoughts, but no second thoughts.
Have you asked if you can keep your scrubs?
I hope I get to keep my scrubs.
I think you do.
Like as a memento.
Can't reuse
scrubs. Yeah, memento.
No.
So is the doctor there, James, and it's all looking okay?
Yeah, it's all looking okay. He's pretty busy at the moment, just sort of going towards the scrubbing up phase from what I understand.
Right.
He's watched a couple of episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
He's a semi-professional medical doctor-y person, James.
Yeah, I've watched Shortland Street like 3 or 4 times.
Right, you know how it works.
Right.
Yeah. I'm good at commentating these things. I think we're good for 7:30, is that right?
Yeah, good to go at 7:30.
Okay, perfect. So I guess we just sort of...
We have to wait now.
So I'll just sit in the corner and...
Not to vomit and...
Yeah. Don't touch anything.
We're very important.
Yeah. All right, well, after 7:30, that is when it's happening. Riley, for $5,000.
Fledge, Vaughn and Megan.
Now, yesterday in studio, we had Gabrielle Marked, who plays Harvey Specter off Suits. Really good-looking guy.
I had so many comments on Instagram last night saying, Swoon, oh, my God, how did I not know he was in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Like, will you marry? Did you ask him if he could marry me?
Phenomenal. I heard from people saying, did you meet him in studio, not on the phone? I was like, yeah, in studio. They're like, do you know he's my pass card? And this was, I heard from three people. I heard from lots of people. Three people said he is or...
Even a lesbian's pass card.
I think, but that technically then makes them a bisexual.
Well, yeah, but they... Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's how much, that's like, swoon he has.
Yeah. Oh, he's got all the swoon. Am I nitpicking? Sexuality. Sorry, I'm technically... You can't be a gold star lesbian if your pass card is a man.
Is a man, yeah.
So, they got us talking about how he's a good pass card. He's a good-looking guy, and he was really nice in person. Good pass card. And how disappointed we'd be if our partners had terrible pass cards. You know, say you're with someone and they're like, oh, yeah, my pass card is, and then, like, Jonah Hill. No offense.
Right, when he's svelte, though, maybe.
Jonah, super funny guy, but your pass card's for one thing only, because your pass card has to be, there can't be a relationship developed, right?
No, you're not
you want
after.
The pass so card to be really purely up on a sexual.
Oh. Yeah.
Purely athletic.
Yeah.
Like,
looks. It's a look.
So you're saying you fall in love with Jonah Hill from his witness charm?
Yes.
Right, okay.
There's a very real danger of falling in love with Jonah Hill.
Right, yeah.
But you've just got to be, the pass card has got to be purely on looks.
Yeah.
Doesn't
okay.
It?
Just raw sexuality.
But it might not be for some people.
Or the person that your partner has a pass card for, you can't understand why they would want it. And then it becomes insulting to you that the one person they choose to have relations with that wasn't you was someone who you deemed to be not attractive at all.
And then do they find you? Are you like
exactly.
them?
Exactly.
Are you that unattractive?
Who's your pass card?
I've not really discussed pass cards.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because...
It's a trap?
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's always a trap. It's always a trap.
But also because it's a trap. My top three reasons for not discussing pass cards. One, two, and
you've
three.
Got to be,
it's
I
all,
think
it's
you've
a trap.
Got to be careful when you work in the line of media, because you could end up meeting these people and then your pass card.
Meeting them is
dream on the way.
Convincing them to have you pass card.
Yeah,
is you hear it.
How do you broach that conversation? Hey, look, Sonny, Bill, just FYI, you're my pass card.
Do you know,
so I've got 20 minutes if you've got 20 minutes.
Like everything that happens in life, this happened on an episode of Friends. Did it? Do you remember when Raquel Welch was Ross's pass card, but then they teased him about it, so he took her off his pass card, and then he met her.
And then, right,
and he'd
okay.
taken her off his pass card list.
Do you have a pass card, Laura? Have you discussed this?
I think Guppy's taken the same line as Vaughn. I don't think he's got a pass card, but Guppy's quite comfortable with mine because it's Prince Harry. And he's like, he's just so far off the beaten track that there's no chance that you are ever going to come.
A ginger fetish. I should have got a fetish.
Right,
it's not a fetish to get married.
Come
on, Prince Harry looks like a good time.
But he comes to New Zealand, you could meet him.
Yeah, no, I think just...
He makes an appearance on the ANZ golf program that you're...
Holden Golf World.
You took a step,
yeah. And I appreciate that.
I took a go.
Yeah.
Fletch, have you ever had a pass card?
No, I've never had a pass card, no.
Too dangerous to discuss.
Too dangerous.
I would like to know not who your partner's pass card is, unless your partner's pass card is disappointing to you. Like your partner has a really weird pass card, or maybe you've got the weird pass card and your partner can't quite... understand why you think this person.
Right.
And no one ever goes through on their part. Has that'd be a phone and topic
just
in
doesn't.
Itself.
It just doesn't, though, yeah.
Your pass card.
But have you been disappointed in someone's pass card?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's offended you.
It's very judgmental, though, isn't it? But we'll do it. 0800 dials it in. 9696.
Laura, you're someone's pass card. Every time you're on television, my wife mutters an awful word.
Why?
I asked why, and she said, new rules when we renew our pass cards, which, what is it, yearly thing, or like 5 years, like a passport?
Brilliant.
He now has to pick someone from overseas. Next time he picks the pass card.
I'd be disappointed in that too. Marie, this is your girlfriend's pass card.
Yeah.
When you're a girl in a relationship with another girl, when you're Lebanese, do you...
No, lesbian.
Do you have to pick another woman as your pass card? What's the ruling here?
Well, I was surprised at this one too.
Okay. Well, right. So do you have a pass card?
I don't have to pick another woman.
You don't have to.
There's no rules. Your partner has chosen a man as a pass card. Who's she picked?
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough. Goodness
Is it because of it's on the sexy voice alone?
That and like maybe the niceness factor, but
it is very relaxing. He's at the age
where an erection could kill him. Oh, God. You know, isn't he like 90?
He's got a bit of authority in his voice though.
You've got to be so careful, Marie. All right, let's go to Michelle. The pass card. This is your friend.
Yes.
Now you're disappointed in her pass card.
Who is your friend's pass card?
My friend's pass card is my dad.
Oh,
that's a bit, that's close to home. Your pass card's meant to be unattainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he kind of is unattainable.
Right, oh, because he's married to mum?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
does mum and dad know about your friend's pass card being your dad?
Yeah, because I told everyone at her 21st.
Oh, my God. So that's awkward for dad and mum.
And then
who's
she
also
like,
there as well?
Just eye at your dad?
I think dad's slightly chuffed.
Yeah.
Oh, dad would be stoked. Some other text messages in about people who are a little bit disappointed in their partner's pass cards. Someone said, this had never been discussed in my relationship until just now. And I said to my husband, who's your pass card? And he said, Avril Lavigne. So now I've got to divorce him.
Avril Lavigne?
It's like, you've got to update your pass cards.
Oh,
surely,
yeah.
Like every year you have a meeting. Yeah. Hello, welcome to the pass card AGM.
Yeah.
Sue, you're taking minutes.
Pass cards are not 10-year licenses.
No, you don't have to stick. Like, every year, renew your pass card.
It's free. God. Yeah.
Someone said, husband and I have the same pass card. It's the singer Pink.
Well, she'd be down for that because she's in the middle of the spectrum.
She's in a relationship now. She might have.
But she's, she's talked before about being bisexual.
On the Kinsey scale, she's right in the middle there, isn't she?
Mm.
But this person goes on to say they'd hate to see what would happen if they both met her at the same time. we'd probably start fighting over her and she'd want neither of us.
Right, okay.
My friend's pass card was Gail Platt off Coronation Street.
No, she wore turtlenecks.
Turtleneck in the hair. There's a meme online over the last few days. Like, this dog looks like Gail of Coro, and it's the dog with the fluffy ears and the
no chin. That's amazing.
Bless.
Wowza.
Bless, that's Gail. Too cute. All right.
Samar, do you want some more text messages?
If there's some funny ones, yeah.
Somebody said, my partner's pass card's Tina Fey.
Oh, but
he's only 20.
Oh, okay.
That's
so he's got a bit of a
lady.
Right, she's so funny though.
My passcode used to be James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano. Yep. He's dead now. My partner was always horrified.
Yeah,
it started an argument that he said, "Are you into chubby older men?" And then he started thinking, "Am I a chubby older man?" And it gave him a real complex.
But he's not a right. Okay.
Yeah.
You wish you were a chubby older mobster. I just imagine how that fight went.
I thought you were telling Gordon that I wish I was a chubby older mobster.
You're not a chubby older mobster.
It was nice though because you were like, you wish you were a chubby older mobster. So you were like, you're not chubby because you wish you were.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The Undercutter.
And the moment is nearly upon us. The live amputation and reattachment of a little toe. Riley's little toe. We go to the surgery. James, are we standing by? Are we ready to go?
We're standing by, guys. We're standing by. I think the face is going somewhat pale. And like my face, Riley seems to be okay.
Riley, any regrets at this stage?
Hey, I'm on the bed now. My toe's coming off. No regrets.
Oh, my God. Well,
that's
right,
a great attitude.
It's a lie
to tell yourself, but...
Yeah.
It is an absolute lie, but Riley, I just think I should tell you that, you know, at any point you can pull out. You don't have to do this. You won't get the money, granted, but you don't have to do it if you're starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable about the whole thing.
I can pull out at any time.
Well, no, once the knife's in,
you can pull out a paddle.
But, you know, before the incision, I mean, good to go.
No, I'm good. I'm here. It's going to happen. I need my money.
Either way, you signed that 5-page legal document, so
we're
all good either way. All right, we're going to come back next. And this week's Undercutter, $5,000 is what Riley settled on to have his little toe surgically cut off, removed by a medical professional.
And then reattached in the most professional manner.
Now, James, the producer, has the short straw this morning. He is the one that is down at the surgery that has to watch... Are you actually going to watch though, James?
No, I don't. I'm pretty sure I'm not even allowed to be in here. But at the moment, I've got my scrubs on, I've got my hair net, and it's all looking pretty good.
Why didn't we send Caitlin, the daughter of an actual nurse, versus the guy that gets queasy watching Dr. Pimple Popper?
Because we want to see him spew.
Yeah, basically.
Hopefully not onto the patient.
Hopefully not.
So, James, you've got to leave while it's happening. You're not allowed to be in the room. But just before you leave, can we just run through what is going to happen next?
So, from what I can see, in my medical opinion, we've got a numb foot.
Yep.
Got a numb foot. Riley's on his bed in his position.
Okay.
The doctor's doing a bit of a test now. Now, can you feel that, Riley?
Can't feel a thing.
Okay, so he's tapping his foot, but he can't feel it. So that's obviously, I would say that's a good sign.
So it's completely, it's like basically his foot's dead. Your foot's dead.
How far up the leg can we go? Can you feel the top of the foot?
No, can't feel
the top of the foot. So it's a...
But what's he doing? Like poking it or tapping
it? He's got like a little kind of steel... object, and he's just going tap tap.
It's a fork.
Is it a fork? Is it a spoon?
Has the doctor been into the kitchenette and grabbed a fork?
He's just finished his Bersham usually.
Right. He's giving him a tap with a licked spoon.
Okay, so then what happens? So basically, now the foot's numb. He basically cuts it off.
Well, yeah, not the foot, the toe. He's got the toe marked. He chops off the toe, and then I believe from there, that's when the fun starts trying to reattach it, and that's where...
Because you've got to get, like, the ligament... The doctor knows this is his first live on-air surgery.
Is this your first live on-air surgery?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, so no pressure. He's not nervous?
I don't think he's nervous. Are you nervous?
No, not really. It's pretty routine.
Yeah, it's another day on the job just with, like microphones and someone like me standing around.
And prize money, you know,
someone maybe
losing their toe. All right, so Riley, we're going to come back next... This is your last chance to pull out. Are you happy to go through with this?
I'm definitely getting a little bit more nervous now, but...
So we should hurry up and just do it?
Just do it. Just
all right,
do it.
I hope his mum isn't listening.
We're going to come back after the break, and we're going to cut your toe off.
I'm going to leave.
Woo!
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
And, okay, we're ready. I'm nervous, and I'm not even getting my toe surgically removed.
I'm seemingly cool, calm and collected.
I'm going to throw up.
James, the producer, has had to leave the surgery, but Riley, who is our this week's Undercutter contestant, $5,000. Does that seem does that seem enough now?
Well, looking at the surgeon, looking at that sharp knife in his hand, I was thinking maybe 10,000.
Too late.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. Just sign those documents.
Yeah, they're legally binding and stuff. I'd give you 10, but you don't have it now.
Could you just set the scene for us? Because obviously the doctor can't have a mic while this is happening.
So I'm lying on the surgery table at the moment. I can see that scalpel sort of ready for the first incision.
So the doc can hear us. Doc, I think we're ready for the incision. We're ready to surgically remove Riley's toe.
Taking off the toe.
Oh, he's cut me. He's actually cut me.
What?
Oh.
No, that.
Oh my God! No, he's actually.
I think he's actually cut.
Okay, hang on.
I think he's actually cut him.
No.
It's quite a bit of blood there. Do you want
to? No. Okay. Yeah, we will.
Okay. Wait a second. Don't touch it. Just don't touch it. Just hold on to it. Put the pressure on it. It's cut. Just go back. He's cut it. Hold those onto it.
Go back into
it.
Just
keep holding him. It's actually
like
right through.
The Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast.
And the Undercutter this week, it has taken a bit of a bad turn, and not the bad turn we wanted.
So to explain it, it was an April Fool's prank.
We'll come clean immediately.
It was an April Fool's joke. Riley was playing the patient and Rocco from the VA department was the doctor. There was never going to be a toe amputation. Many people cottoned on. And thank you for everybody who got on board.
Now, James, the producer, who's actually in the next door studio.
Yeah, hi.
Riley's cut and you've called an ambulance.
Yeah, we've got an ambulance.
Why was he actually cut?
Well, it just looks like, from what I can see, the little like knife that we had that was our toy knife was sharp enough that it's actually when he put some weight on it and he slipped to kind of...
That's what constitutes an actual knife, by the way.
Yeah, but it was obviously...
If it's a sharp toy knife, it's just a smaller knife.
He's somewhat shaking and breathing heavily, but I think he's actually okay. It's just like there's blood, obviously, because it was deep enough to make blood. Okay, but we're not... I kind of feel like you have to get someone. So we've got an ambulance coming. But I think we can probably play songs or there's probably more...
Does someone call an ambulance?
What is happening?
I was ER for years. I know how to fix things.
Yeah. I'm now regretting April Fool's pranking you guys last
year. That was shit. A year in the making. Riley. A year in the making.
I'm the new girl. This has nothing to do with me.
Guys, this was Jason's idea.
No, team effort. It worked out well because we actually didn't come up with an April Fool's Day plan for this year. And then we heard you guys wanted to do this and we thought, shit, prank been done. Let's hijack it. So it's actually worked in our favour. So thank you very much, guys.
Jesus Christ. Because I've met Riley's mother and she's a lovely, lovely lady.
I was going to have to be Riley's toes.
Stare in the coffee line at work and be like, hi, I know he's got no sporting career ahead of him now. Because James is like, stand here as a small cut. It's nothing to worry about. That's what you say when it's significantly worse.
When he's actually lost his
whole
foot.
I was going to sit down with Riley and go, how much would it cost for us to make the smallest cut? Like, just as real as we can go.
Just a nick.
So this was an April Fool's Day prank on an April Fool's Day prank.
Yeah, inception of the meta pranks. I'm not the marketer for our pranks.
Yeah, don't trash talk.
Jason, most of the organizer didn't.
I think it was good trash talking.
Yep. Inception of the pranks. Who's getting who?
Jason, PJ, with another chance for you to play Cash Chicken at 5 o'clock. Hopefully, it's not a stingy one. They're in the bad books. They're not really. I can appreciate a good joke and a good prank because they knew that we were doing this April Fool's prank all week. In fact, that's the reason we started five weeks ago,
Fletch said, I've got an idea for an April Fool's scene, but we need a 5-week lead in. And so we came up with Undercutter things.
Yeah, that's the only reason we did this.
Yeah.
Undercutter.
I'm very confused as the new girl.
Yep.
I've just popped in. And I don't feel like I should have been pranked April Fool's wise and so had a mini stroke.
Last year, we called Jason PJ on the morning of April Fool's and said, we're sick. In fact, it was the boss that did the call.
Said the show's going to start, but you need to be in at 7. When they arrived at 7, the only people they were broadcasting was to us in another studio.
Right.
And then we'd play that out, and people helped us get them.
Yeah, everybody was in on it. It was great. It was great. And so this year, they obviously, behind the scenes, organised some fake blood and thought that
because
there'd actually been a cut.
Amputation of the toe was in April Fool's, and when the initial cutting was supposed to be happening, then we were going to be like, how does that feel? And Riley, who works here, was going to be like, April Fool's. But then when the initial cut happened, and we're waiting for him to be like, April Fool's, I look through and I just see blood all over his foot and him panicking. So I think
it was nicely hijacked. Now there has been some feedback.
There has been. Now there are text messages in.
Divided. People that fell for it completely, even people in the medical field.
Somebody said, I'm a nurse, I got a cold sweat listening to when they initially thought that the amputation couldn't happen because they were a nurse. But then when they thought they'd been cut, they were very worried because under the toe apparently has quite a few nerves
Could
have been damaged. Somebody else said...
Also, when we said we were choosing the little toe, wouldn't that be the hardest one to reattach because it's so little?
Because it's the smallest. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody else said that they vomited in the Newland car park for nothing.
Oh, God.
So I'm so sorry you did that. I did not think people would react like that.
Yeah. A lot of people throughout the week had cottoned on and messaged in saying, I think you're April Fool's-ing us, but I didn't know we were to be April Fool's on our April Fool's.
No, and some people as well saying they were taking us to the Broadcast Standards Authority earlier in the week.
Medical misdemeanor boards and stuff, but I bet you can amputate a toe and have it put back on.
It's unethical. Nobody would ever do that. Yeah. And in fact, all the medical trials and stuff, it's all urban legend. If you check on Snopes and stuff, it just doesn't happen.
Doesn't it?
So yeah, hey, happy April Fool's Day, everybody.
It was so great to be a part of it with you guys. Thanks so much.
Flashback Friday.
Well, seeing as it's your first week filling in for Meg and Laura, it's your privilege. I will say it's a privilege
to
pick this week's Flashback Friday. You know how it works. You pick an old song that we don't hear that much these days, maybe from like the late 90s, early 2000s. Okay. It's got to be a banger or an up song.
Okay. So can I just give a little detail around it?
Sure, details are great.
In no way, shape or form does this reflect my reputation. It does, however, remind me of a bus trip in Christchurch at Sequoia 88 on the dance floor. I'll give you that.
Okay, right.
Sequoia 88, don't go there. very interesting place. She was very popular in the very early 2000s. With the song I'm Like a Bird. This one came out 6 years later.
Yeah, okay.
It debuted at number 33 on the New Zealand charts and then it popped up to number one and stayed there for 6 weeks solid.
Done my research.
So do I say the name of it or do you just
keep going? Yeah, go.
Promiscuous Girl, Nelly Furtado.
All right,
the name always sounds like food to me.
It's your Friday Flashback, ZM. You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You'll be looking for in the daytime with the light. You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night. You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it? All I can do is try, give me one chance. That's the problem, I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you, you seem so innocent. You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute. Miss you, it's gay. It's Nelly Furtado, Timbaland, Promiscuous, Laura's Friday Flashback. Laura, who's filling in for Megan?
As usual, we bring out some feedback
on
your choice. This can be brutal or it can be supportive.
Okay.
10 out of 10. I'll read you the positive ones first. Laura, a banger.
Should we start with the worst ones first and then finish with the good ones? Because it is Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
WTF is this? I've never even heard this song.
Two out of ten.
Did you say two out of two?
A two out of two. I'm Like a Bird would have been a bit of Nella Furtado choice.
Yeah, that's an absolute banger.
And somebody else said, it's a no from me, Laura.
It's a no from me.
Damn it. It's a no from me. Bravo, newbie. Good tune.
Thank you.
First week, you slayed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shot, Laura, what a banger.
It's hard to play because I'll please everyone most weeks. Vaughn and Megan struggle quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to court controversy with my...
Right, you are.
That surprises me about you, wanting to court controversy.
And, you know, people they love and they hate. Very polarising choices.
Yeah. But I'd say all round that's a good pass.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good pass.
Like a
That's a congrats from Vaughn and I. Coming up, a list of the best and worst drivers by profession. So somebody's done a list
of their insurance?
Yeah, so they've done a list of what profession is more likely to have an accident. So I'm going to run through. They're not all the professions listed, but quite a few of the basic main ones are. So I'm going to run through those next.
I mean, drug dealers might not have insurance. They're probably just doing cash payouts on the spot for a fender bender. I got sent a set of the new Countdown collectibles yesterday, which is great because it's very stressful as a parent trying to collect all the Countdown collectibles.
They have a new one.
They do have new ones. We previously had like the animal cards and the dominoes and all the jazz.
Yep.
This new one, I think, is going to make the kids go crazy. Effectively, it's like you buy... It's like a Viewmaster on steroids.
Oh, God.
Fondly remember Viewmasters?
Love yes. a Viewmaster. Yep.
Who didn't love
got
a Viewmaster?
Got my milk, got my cookies, got my Viewmaster.
So, but instead of the Viewmaster that you hold up and you click,
yep.
it's a slide projector.
Oh, my God.
And you get little cards, and on each card,
yep.
You buy the book, and there's like 42 cards, and it tells the stories of like there's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, The Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Frozen, personal favorite.
Yep.
Some call me contemporary, but hey, you can't beat a good musical.
Yeah,
and
true,
it's strong
right.
feminine characters.
Yep.
So you put the cards into the slide projector,
yep.
and then you like move the card across, and then you go to the next card, and you tell the whole story of it.
That sounds amazing.
So that was
know how to hook you in, eh?
That was 2.5 hours of my life yesterday. I did half an hour before my daughters got home, and then when they got home, they wouldn't let me out of the dark hallway.
Right, because you need to be in the dark room to make the projector
did
work.
Did you used to, when you needed a dark room at home, you always shut all the doors in the hallway? Did you have a hallway?
Yeah, but
yeah,
I don't
no,
know
I didn't get that
if I did that.
Didn't you?
No.
We used to play a game where you'd shut all the doors in the hallway and just run at each other from opposite ends. It was great because you didn't know when you were going to get hit and you didn't know where you were going to get hit. It really prepared you for anything. And sometimes my brother would just duck into the little alcove halfway down that would go into the toilet and I'd just smash into the other end. I'd be running, waiting.
That explains a lot, heavy head impacts as a child.
Yeah, but we've got white doors in there too, so you can do like a slide on the doors.
Right. So I went into the supermarket yesterday and did it launch yesterday?
Yes.
Because it was everywhere. They've got like accessories and you've got folders for your cards.
Oh my God, I need to go. I haven't been to the supermarket.
You buy the cards and they go in the book and then you go through and order and tell the story, but then there's facts about the stories and stuff.
But it gets out of control because you get people swap. You get the
there'll
swap
be the swaps,
days.
There'll be the aggressive swap days.
Aggressive swap days and then parents ringing their friends going, are you going to Countdown? I need Frozen and I need the third one of the thing.
And those neat status updates on your local village or town or community's Facebook pages that are just like, guys, I'm nearly done with the collection. I just need numbers 2, 7, 8, 14, 24, 72, 62, 45, and just list pretty much
and
every
number.
And I
have a spare number 2 if anyone would like.
I'm willing to swap a number 2.
But they sent you a whole set.
Yeah, so.
So that you'd talk about it
on.
Like
I'm done.
This. But,
exactly
but you've got
like this,
two
but
kids. Do they get to have one each? You're gonna.
There's a projector each.
Oh, right.
They sent me two projectors, which was well done. Because
and
then
so you'd
can
buy
the
projectors as extra.
That's
God,
where they get
good,
you.
Eh? And they're so good.
There's collector tins for the spares. So you get the book and you fill the book, but then there's a tin for the spares.
Yeah.
And then the projectors to purchase. They got you.
Winning.
And you don't even know you're doing it when you're a parent. You're right. Like, oh, I better grab a kid a projector each. Like, what am I doing? Why do we need two projectors?
It's but absurd.
It was also mind-blowing because I remember my grandparents having a slide machine.
Right,
you'd watch
okay.
slides of like old, the super old times.
Yeah.
And now we don't do that because we've got Facebook and everybody's done a Kentucky, so I don't really need to see all your photos.
But how would you, in the old days, how would you hide your grandparents' slideshow? Because there's no click down tab.
I know, there's no like hide grandparents from timeline.
Just
there's
wouldn't show up at their house.
It was weird seeing my daughter just been like, is this new? Like, have they just invented this? This technology, is this just invented? I was like, we've almost done a full circle.
It's
I'm going to introduce her to typewriters next week.
Really?
That'll blow her mind.
And when you go abacus, whoa.
Yeah. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM. Also in the office, furiously editing our video department, the April Fool's Day prank.
We just thought we were videoing our prank, but then our prank got pranked.
We got pranked. It's like prank
conception.
It's like...
It's double stack prank.
Too much for a Friday. Yeah, isn't it?
They bought fake blood. Like, that's how much I believed it. Well, I had to see blood. It was wonderful blood.
It was great blood.
So
it was Dexter level consistency of good fake blood.
Video coming up. An insurance company in the UK has released a list of the safest and least safest professions in terms of accident claims they get. So I guess when you
would
make
this
a claim,
affect your premium.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
Mate, I've been dealing with a lot of insurance over the last couple of days.
Yeah, weren't you on hold for ages?
No, I wasn't on hold for ages. You know when you end a phone call, it tells you how long you were on your phone call. I was talking to them the whole time, going through all these details.
Right.
I was on one phone call for 47 minutes.
That is a long time to insurance.
It was...
Right. Are they paying out for your meth lab that was in your old house?
Yeah.
Right, great. Yeah.
Perfect.
Just to clear that up, that was my meth lab that I was claiming insurance on.
What a result.
A great premium for all those glass speakers.
Well done.
And now I get them.
So I guess when somebody makes an insurance claim, they fill out their occupation or it's on file. So they've released the safest. Let's go through the top 10 safest professions. These guys have the least accidents. Number 10, caretaker. Do you think that's because they have to drive hearses? And
a caretaker, that's an undertaker.
Oh, yeah, that's
a caretaker
right.
is someone that lives at the school. So,
that's
of course, they
right.
don't have accidents. They walk to work on or take the tractor that mows the school lawn.
That's why I was thinking an undertaker because they're not even on the list. Just having a quick look. So that's probably why, because they're very safe drivers, aren't they?
Imagine if undertaker was number 3. Sorry. Good news is granddad couldn't be any more dead, could he? So,
okay, safest drivers, number 9, dinner lady. Number 8,
dinner
baker.
Lady. What's a dinner lady?
Like, I guess, like a canteen lady. You know, it's the UK,
lunch
they have a
lady.
Lot of dinner ladies.
Weird that that's an occupation that there's even enough of to register as a safe.
I know, maybe like a kitchen hand or something would be a way we'd say that. And number 8 is a baker, 7 cleaner, 6 builder, carpet fitters are in at 5 on the safest profession driving list.
Yeah.
A fashion designer at 4.
They don't drive.
They don't
generally know how.
Fashion bloggers, though, have to drive.
They
can afford petrol.
Yeah. Farmers are in at 3, Vaughn. For safe driving.
So we're going to the safest.
Yes, we're going to the safest profession.
Great news for the rural community.
Isn't it? Painters. Probably because they're so high after work, they're just chill. You know, because they're sniffing paint all day.
But that would make them unsafe to drive.
Oh, they're just mallow. I don't know.
No. That's not how drugs and driving works, Fletch. The more mallow you are, the better driver you are.
It's not actually
how drug driving works.
Okay, the safest drivers by profession, the safest administrators. So I guess your office admin type.
Right. Because they drive a sensible car.
I'll say now,
and wear sensible
radio
shoes.
And media people aren't on the list at all.
That doesn't surprise
so
me.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe we're middle ground.
When I drive to work, I think I'm a good driver. When I get home, I'm very erratic.
When I drive to work, get to work, I'm like, I don't even remember driving. Now, does that make me a good driver or a bad driver?
Bad driver.
No, well, technically, I got here without even concentrating. So imagine I've got to be if I concentrate.
Why is there a road cone stuck under your car?
I don't know where those things come up from. They should make them slightly more visible.
They should. So, the top 10 least safest drivers by profession. So this is where it gets good. Psychotherapist is in at 10. A hospital doctor is in at 9.
Oh, my God.
A debt collector is in at 8.
So we're going towards the worst now.
We're going towards the worst drivers by profession.
A debt collector.
Accountants at 7.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hospital workers non-medical at 6. Do you think it's because they work such long hours?
Probably, yeah. They work crazy hours.
IT consultants in at 5.
Probably because they're trying to defrag the laptop while driving, maybe.
IT consultants are 5. Travel agents at 4. Oh. So watch that if you're driving home from Flight Centre after work.
Oh, wrong, they can tell you where to go, but they're not very safe to get in there.
Flight estate agents at 3.
That's like real estate agents.
Yeah.
Lots of driving though.
Yeah, so they would be driving a lot to like open homes and stuff.
Yeah.
Mechanics, the second least. Safest by profession. And the least safest drivers by profession, an engineer. Engineers
engineer.
At number 1.
I would have thought an engineer would have been
superb. Know how to handle a car?
Engineering and physics.
No, they probably get distracted by bridges and things.
Oh, yeah.
I could have made that bridge. Ah! Ow! That's a very very sturdy bridge. Well done, fellow engineer. Well done.
They probably are. They're probably like admiring the road.
I get distracted by bridges and footpaths.
I know, yeah.
Traffic lights and birds and shiny things.
So you can understand it.
Yeah.
Loud noises.
People.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
Fact of the day. So I feel I need to tell you a little bit about how Fact of the Day works. Every day at about 10:15 after the show is finished, Caitlin, producer Caitlin, comes in and she's like, Vaughn, I need a fact for tomorrow.
That
voice has actually been judged the best Caitlin impression in New Zealand 3 years running.
And then we'll get sidetracked.
Even though I've only known Caitlin for about 2 years.
We'll get sidetracked and then Caitlin will say, Vaughn, don't forget that fact.
Please.
And then we'll
get a text message at 2:15. Vaughno, fact please.
Yeah.
And so Wednesday, I sent her Thursday's fact and I said, and here's one for Friday too.
The reason we do this is because they're printed in the Herald. In the Herald.
So because I've been joking about how annoying she is in the loveliest way. On Wednesday, when I sent her Thursday's fact and Friday's fact, I wanted to see if she reads these facts because they're ridiculous. Because I wonder if she just goes, here you go, and forwards them to the people in the paper that asked.
Well, it turns out she does.
Oh.
Because today's fact of the day, whilst it is a fact, it was just a test. And I don't
know. We have seen the paper. Is this in the paper today?
We have to read it out.
James, is there a paper?
I've got an actual fact, but this is the fact that I gave to Caitlin just to shush her up.
What's happening? Is she hearing this?
No, I just saw it for the first time. I was just like,
God. Can you scout out there and see if there's a paper, if they printed this?
Yeah, one sec.
Because this will also test if the people at the Herald are reading these before they just copy and paste them.
I don't think they do either.
Because I wrote to appease her and get her off my back.
I'm scared.
Today's fact of the day, there are more aeroplanes in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky.
Is it right?
That's a great
Which
fact.
Is a fact.
Also,
but it's a stupid fact. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is a fact.
But
at the best of my knowledge, not a single submarine in the sky, but multiple planes in the ocean.
Yeah.
MH370. What was that?
MH370. The Bermuda Triangle.
Yes.
Several planes over the years.
You know, they had a thing about the Bermuda Triangle with the boats. Apparently there's craters that let out all these gas bubbles.
Mm.
And if a boat's going over the gas bubble, when it happens, the boat sinks because the density of the water
changes.
Dissipates because of the bubbles, and then they go under, and then if the bubbles stop, it's too late, they're already under, so they sink.
You are
so
fact of the day on top of fact of the day
pyramid.
On top of fact.
Yeah. Just a little bit of knowledge there.
James, the producer.
Did it make the paper?
I can't find the Herald.
We work in the building where it's
written.
And there's not a Herald in the building.
They're literally on level one. Are we ground or one?
We're ground.
You know that always because it confuses me. They're on one, the floor above us.
So you want me to go up?
What? Go to the old people's radio stations. Oh, they love. They talk
they
about
love
what's
a newspaper.
In the paper. They
it's
love the
BK
newspaper.
From Coast is stealing our papers.
No, he does. He gets.
Well, for the last 2-3 years you've worked, you haven't picked up a paper. I presume you just must have thought that they're good for him to.
They make me inky.
Slightly damp hands, and it makes my hands inky.
Mm.
The ink rubs onto the hands.
That's the problem. And then you put it on your face. And then you've got
a big face rubber. You know I'm a big face rubber. Do you want to go to this backup fact? Or are you happy with that for today's fact?
Well, you kind of gave us a fact about the Bermuda Triangle, which I'm happy for.
Okay, well, I can save this one for Monday. Hey, Caitlin, guess what? Monday's taking care of.
Crushed it.
Brilliant.
Because I had a fact for today that I not ended up using.
Right.
So today's fact of the day is there are more aeroplanes in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky.
Fact of the day.
James has run back. Come on in, mate.
Did they print it?
It's always right at the back.
It's buried amongst the other shit they reluctantly print. Okay, I won't read that out.
No.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
Happy April Fool's Day. This is a good one. Cauliflowers, $10 each.
Is it April Fool's?
It's not an April Fool's.
When you go to your supermarket today and they're like $10 for a cauliflower, say, That's a is good it one.
That's a good one, but it's past lunchtime, so this breaks the rules yeah, of does. April Fools.
Oh my God, are they?
Because I saw yesterday there was a story about how what $10 can buy you healthy food versus like junk food.
Yeah,
and like $10 was a 2 liter of milk,
so many
and
nuggets,
a cauliflower.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's why I said, Fletch, did you hear this? Because the cauliflower was $6. And that's when Fletch said, I can up you on that because there are cauliflowers that are $10.
Oh, yeah. It's been on the news and in the papers all week.
Are they
who likes cauliflowers that much?
Oh, cauliflowers with cheese? Only I'd with pay cheese the 10 sauce.
No, 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 no. If you're going to go for a, you're going to go for something like that, you go for a broccoli.
No, but
broccoli's superior to cauliflower in every way.
Cauliflower is fine with the cheese sauce, but then you've got to pretty much be the Prince of Persia to afford
the cheese.
The cheese. And
it's an expensive
cauliflower.
At what point would have our parents thought that cauliflower and cheese sauce would be this expensive?
Unaffordable to the middle class.
Yeah.
Cauliflower and cheese. If the cheese sauce is made from actual cheese, which is over $10 a block.
Finally,
now.
My reason to get into politics. Cheaper cauliflower and cheese sauce for the people.
Yeah. The cauliflower and cheese party. Name. Cheese sauce party.
That's all I run for.
I can eat broccoli without a cheese sauce. But I can't eat a cauliflower without a cheese sauce.
Well, you're not doing it right.
It's too tough. So a story this week that if you're a vegetarian,
yeah,
this is, again, more bad news if you're
you've already
a vegetarian.
Just told, you know, the vegans were laughing at the vegetarians there because they don't eat the cheese sauce.
Apparently there's a new study.
Yeah, and it's... So long-term vegetarianism can lead to genetic mutations that raise the risk of heart disease and cancer.
But yeah, so, eating meat also gives you cancer. So
everything gives you that though.
Every day there's a new story about something that gives you the awful, awful C.
Go back to takeaways every day.
So they studied populations who had a primarily vegetarian diet for generations. They studied people who just live in cultures that are far more vegetarian than they are meat eaters. And they found they're more likely to carry DNA that makes it susceptible to inflammation.
Yep.
And inflammation can lead to the heart disease and cancer. And they did that so their bodies can more easily absorb fatty acid from the plants they're eating.
Right. Would the hardest thing about doing a study into this whole vegetarian lifestyle and veganism, would it the hardest thing be finding someone to talk about it in the study?
Yeah.
Like, because they don't like to tell you about it.
It'd be hard. You're like, hi, we're doing a study, we need vegans. And you can't find a vegan to talk about being a vegan. So you change up. You're like, well, I can't study that. I'll tell you what I'll study. CrossFit. On the internet. Does anybody here do CrossFit? Again, met with a deadly silence.
Everyone talks about CrossFit.
We started being sarcastic about a minute ago.
Oh.
The problem with the CrossFit people.
I don't even know.
Too many burpees, not
too
enough
many,
brainies.
I know. Sorry.
The Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast.
Sonia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Sonia. Thank you, Sonia.
Sonia, what is your story for last calls today?
Okay, so probably a couple of months back, I parked at my partner's work.
Yep.
Walked in, left my car, which I thought was in park, and then a lady from the petrol station, which was nearby, comes running out going, excuse me, is that your car that's just rolled back and smashed into the other car?
Oh, no.
I've done that. I've left the park off and the handbrake off, and it's rolled into a house. So I feel your pain, Sonia. I feel your pain. So
yeah, so it just missed the, you know, the big kind of gas cylinders at the petrol station?
Jeez.
So the car was parked in front of that, and it literally rolled about 40 metres and like $8,000 worth of damage. It was horrible.
Oh, dear.
Imagine if you'd blow up a petrol station.
I'd love to see one of those. You know those huge gas, those massive, huge gas tanks.
Oh, like at tank farms.
Yeah, I would like to see one of them blow up, but not in any sort of... Busy. I like in the middle of the desert, just one out there.
Right.
I don't know how
why
set
don't you
off,
just Google atomic bomb or nuclear bomb in the desert?
No, because I know what that looks like. I want to see because then
I know what that looks like.
Well, because but there's not an atomic bomb parked at your local Z service station, is there?
No, just a
I need
fuel.
To know what it actually looks like, so I can imagine happening.
I'm
there.
Sure there is a
I'm
going to
Google giant gas cylinder explosion.
Right. Okay. Jamie Lee, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your story for last calls, Jamie?
We had just pulled into a petrol station and we were filling up, and my husband, he's quite like a manly man, and he was sneakily like looking at this person, checking them out, and he made a few comments, and then they had like nice blonde curly hair, and then on the way up they turned around and it happened to be a dude.
Look how stoked you are on that. He was checking out her dude.
So he thought she was a hot blonde, but it was a he. And he was a hot blonde. Okay.
Yeah. And I just about wet myself laughing. Needless to say, he doesn't really trick people out in front of me anymore.
That's happened to everybody, though. Right. Yeah. That happens to me more than
I care
to remember.
That's never happened to me.
Hasn't it? Are you serious?
No.
Promise?
Promise.
I wonder if it doesn't happen. James
is saying never happened to you.
Well, you're never checking someone out. You're like, not a bad setup. And then you see it's a guy.
Don't say setup.
Not a bad
setup. What are you checking out if you're saying not a bad setup? Because to me that sounds very nether region.
It's always like back.
Right.
And it might be slightly more of a slim, more of a, never a big guy. It's always like quite a, like a maybe a dancer.
Right, okay, right.
Or really?
Like a slim guy.
Slim guy.
And right.
I feel just like this is not working for you right now. I feel like this might have been far. You've gone too far.
Wait a minute, I'll negate all this. Ha, just joking.
Well done. Bravo.
That works great every time. Oh, totally joking,
guys, I was just joking.
Oh my God. Shame, did you mean that?
Yeah.
Because I was just joking. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your call for last calls today?
So you know those links on Facebook that are fake and when you click on them, there's like an audio of people making really, really loud sex noises?
I do not know.
Anyway.
I know what you're talking about. It's like click here to hear this new song, but you've got to have your speakers on or...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So I was in work and I was dead all day and it's like a really small store and there's no customers. So I hop on Facebook as you do.
Yeah.
And I click on the video and it's Demi Lovato saying that she can't hit high notes. So I was like, oh, hell no, she can hit high notes really well.
Yeah.
So I clicked on and the porn audio came on and 10 customers walked in at just the right time and the video wouldn't click off and the volume wouldn't go down, so I went to my boss and asked if I can go home.
That is exactly what the person made that for was hoping for.
Was hoping for that exact scenario.
Oh, but they don't get the
payoff. They don't get to see that joy when someone clicks their link.
No, but they know what's happening.
They know
what's happening. That's enough, right? They know somewhere out there, someone in a store who's having a quiet day just had 10 customers walk in at the exact time that they clicked on.
That's
whether or not Demi Lovato could hit the high notes.
All right. It's going to be hard today to vote.
I've got mine.
The tribal council now.
I'm going. Yeah. Yeah, what are you?
Well, no, I was
you
going
can vote
here.
Whoever you
I can.
Want
to
vote
for.
Don't vote don't off what we're voting. You That's, vote. Be
okay.
your own girl.
You
be
but it doesn't own. Matter because I.
Do you, don't worry, girlfriendo. You do what you do, you. We've got to vote for Jamie, whose boyfriend thought he was checking out a hot blonde. And he was, but it was another guy. That was the stipulation of that hot blonde. And we've got a vote for Emma, who listened to super loud inappropriate sex noises as her store became busy for the first time in the whole day.
Yep.
And the third vote is for Jamie, because if her boyfriend likes checking out dudes from behind, he's going to love a candle.
That was the Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast. For more, listen from 6 on ZM.
And check them out on Facebook.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.